Well, good morning. It is 6:17 a.m. on Friday, January 27th, 2023. Counting down the end of the month. 43 degrees, which is just over 6 degrees Celsius. 95% humidity. Oh my, yes. As I commence my stroll down 11th Street in the Pearl District of Portland, Oregon. Welcome to the Pearlcast, y'all. Bear with me just a moment. I wanted to see if this was a decent shot. I'm smitten by the way light plays in the city in general. Just at night, because, well, it rained, so I'm doing the whole umbrella and, yeah, that's a good look. There we go. Doing the whole umbrella and cloth thing to wipe down the marination bench so I don't get a wet butt. But light glistens quite beautifully in a city at night. Morning. And I noticed in the pic from two days ago, you know, the night shot down 11th Street with the street lights and the business lights and the traffic lights. It's I don't know. It's like this radiant mosaic, this glistening jewels embedded in urban velvet. I don't know. Just struck me as poetic. And when it rains, of course, everything has a sheen to it. It's got a glisten to it, and that just enhances the illumination. So today I'm fixated with light. Lovely. And I don't know why I'm so early. I sat down to marinate, and I'm sitting there and looking around. It's like, where the hell is everybody? I mean, it's not like we have an abundance of NPCs making appearances here, but there's usually people walking dogs. There's the little old lady who comes back from work, like clockwork. You know, there's a streetcar or two. I'm going, what? It's awfully damn quiet. I looked at the clock and it was like 6:11. I'm sitting there going, what? How did I get here so early? What did I do different? What did I forget to do was what I was thinking. It's like, did I not do something? Did I not brush my teeth? But, I don't know. It was just very efficient, I guess, this morning. So be it. Sorry about yesterday. That was, it's just one of those, it felt really good to be in bed. And I just did not want that to end. So, and you know, eventually, of course, you do get out of bed, but I one of the things that allows me to do these walks is the lack of people on the street. You know, I don't mind one or two people intermittently. I'm okay with that, but, you know, busy city streets while you're sitting there blathering to yourself, I don't know, I'm just self-conscious enough to not want to do that, you know? So I just decided that yesterday would not have a walk, and that's okay. We're allowed to do that. It did feel strange not to walk. it is a part of that rhythm for me. So, but I'm not going to be so militant about it that it's like, under no circumstances will I miss a walk. This is still voluntary and fun and enjoyable. So let's see. Muse and I went to Museum of Science and Industry two nights ago and attended their, what was it called? Academia Duellica or something like that. I wasn't quite sure what to expect. And apparently they do this every month. Once a month they do a night presentation of some kind, themed presentation of some kind. Next month it's Promzy, where you dress up like it's prom night and you go to prom. I don't know what that has to do with science or industry. I'm not sure. But then the theme was supposed to be fairy tales and mythology. What that has to do with science and technology, I don't know. Doesn't really matter. But it was cool. It was, there was a lady demonstrating different armor techniques and the benefits thereof. There was a dragon anatomy table where people were, it wasn't nearly as scientific as I was hoping it would be. Morning, guys. But there were storytellers and wandering minstrels. There was an armorer. That was interesting. What's his name? Nick. The Red Troll. Red Troll Forge. And he was great. And apparently, and Muse told me about this at great length, he was on Forged by Fire, which is, it's like the Great British Baking Show for swords. And if that doesn't get you on board, I don't know what else to tell you. But after we went to Omzy, went back and Muse showed me, we watched an episode of Forged in Fire that Nick was in, which was cool. And he won. He was the champion for that particular episode. So that was kind of cool. That was actually a very cool intersection of television and reality. And apparently the people that are into Forged by Fire, which includes Muse, are very up on their terminologies of you know, steel and Damascusing, and what is Damascus steel, it's like with the Great British Baking Show, you got your soggy bottom was the iconic thing, and I don't remember it, but there were some iconic things in Forged in Fire. Every craft is going to have its own vocabulary, right? Its own vernacular. And sword forging, of course, is going to have the same thing. But it really is an ingenious format, because swords, and then fire, swords and fire, woo! What could possibly go wrong? So that was an educational and enlightening evening. I enjoyed it immensely. So, yeah. I don't know if I mentioned, got the oil changed in Copernicus, so he's good to go for another 3 months. Other than that, yeah, things just keep going on. Homes.com continues to deliver a good, I would say, 4 or 5 a day. They come trickling in, so I've resolved myself to a 24-hour turnaround, unless they get to me really early, because they're in Richmond, Virginia, so it's, you know, 3 hours ahead there. You know, if they, whatever they throw me before, like, 10 a.m., I will totally do same day. But anything else, but then the rest of the day is the stuff that I got yesterday, blah, blah, blah. So 24-hour turnaround is what I'm going for. Or 24-hour or quicker. To maintain my reputation as a man who delivers the goods, vocally speaking. Delivers the vocal goods. So.
Morning.
Morning, how you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
All right. Thanks, man. I like my hat too. I do look good. I, you know, all modesty aside, I look freaking awesome. There's a big, huge mirror in the lobby on the 7th floor where the elevators are, the elevator bank lobby on the 7th floor where my apartment is. So every morning I turn the corner and I see myself, and it's like, damn, son. I must again thank my father for having the style sense to get me this fabulous coat, and then my own fabulous style sense to find a hat, finding a hat that works, you know, and sticking with it. Because this is a Brahmer fedora, and I have worn a Brahmer fedora for years, literally years. That's my winter hat, is the felt Brahmer fedora. And then of course in the summertime, it's the straw pork pie. I do have my sartorial eccentricities. Sartorial eccentricities. Oh my. I do revel in my vocabulary too. And why not? It's a hard won vocabulary. I honestly think it comes from theater. It comes from having somebody else's words in my mouth enough times that they expand my own vocabulary. Sartorial eccentricities. Well, there we go. I'm back at Jameson Square. And that'll be a walk for a Friday. The weekend is upon us. Huzzah! Let the celebration begin. I hope you have a lovely Friday. I hope you discover your own sartorial eccentricities. It just tickles me to say those words together. I hope you have a lovely Friday. I really do. I always do. It's not always going to be lovely, but you can hope. And regardless, we've got Zigzag to fall back on, despite everything, create. And I know for myself, I feel better when I do stuff. When I go through a day and I don't do anything, and there are days like that, it's like, but the days that I do stuff, that I create things, like new voiceovers or adventures or clean dishes, as the case may be, I feel good. So, yeah, despite everything, create and love fearlessly, because love deserves fearlessness. It deserves heroic effort. Otherwise, it'd be like, you know, it would be okay. It wouldn't be love. And I promise I will do the same. And I will talk to you soon.